He's been to Augusta several times and has wowed all of us with his incredible guitar playing and banjo playing and auto harp playing too. And I was asking him backstage about, I didn't see his auto harp, and I said, well, what's going on with the auto harp? And he said that he played a particularly soulful and emotional number on the auto harp for his class today, and then asked him, should he play the auto harp or the banjo? And his class said, banjo. So I'm not sure what that means, but in any case, Harvey Reed has been a performer, I think, since about 1981. He won the Fingerstyle Guitar Championship at the Winfield Festival back then. Says he's played in over 4,000 concerts and has been a fixture around here for quite a few years, off and on. There's a couple of times he's been here during Irish Week in the past when we've had some memorable jam sessions around Gribble Porch, which I'm not going to say anything else about. But it looks like these guys are just about ready here. Yeah, it looks like they are ready. I guess I'm going to bring them on. How about a big round of applause for Harvey Reed?
If there were only one wire in the universe, I'd be stepping on it. Thank you. Thanks. That was a tune called The Star Island Jig. That's what I see when I look out at the ocean at home. Here's one that was modeled after the spiritual. Song form, not lifestyle. Shadow on the field of grain. The sun is setting, shining red on the field of grain. And I see a reaper and he's walking, he's calling my name. I hear the boatman sing, children, would you get on board? Lay down your troubles, children, would you get on board? My feet are weary, longing for the other shore. I am still a child, I have not looked death in the eye. I have not truly suffered, I have not looked death in the eye. When it comes my time, would you sing me a lullaby? When it comes my time, would you sing me a lullaby? This one's from the old days when we used to get paid by the note. This is number 3 in my series of MDSLOBCOFLT music, which some of you may know is short for, well, it's not short for anything, of course, but it's music that don't seem like it ought to be coming out of a feller that looks like that. It's quite polka-like. A polka is anything that can be improved with the addition of a tuba. And might be polka lovers or tuba lovers out there. You don't know. Anyway, it's the one I call the 5-cent cigar. Thank you. For those of you without opera glasses, this is a mutation. It's actually just one of the forgotten but long-standing members of the once happy banjo family. And the five string has been the Oedipus piranha of the banjo family, devouring its siblings. But the six strings have been around a long time, and here's a piece, the first piece I wrote for the six string banjo, one I call Pieces of Eight. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harvey Reed. Well, in a few minutes, we're going to take our 20-minute intermission where you can check out the store and the silent auction. But we have one more treat in store for you before then. Maybe for the first time in the middle of an Irish week, are you going to get to hear 2 5-string banjo tunes in a row? And what's going to happen is, in a moment, Jerry Milnes, who is a full-time, year-round staffer here at Augusta, and they're a folklorist, is going to come out and play the 25th commemorative banjo that was made for this particular celebration by Kevin Enoch, a master instrument builder who will be on staff teaching his inlay techniques week 5. This banjo, when you see it, and it'll be on display out in the lobby during the intermission, also back in the hallway here where the store used to be, is going to be raffled off. The chances are $5 each. And when you hear the banjo, when you see it, you're probably going to want to buy several. It'll be awarded the final night of Augusta this year. You do not have to be present to win. And what this represents for us is this money is going to go for helping to fund Augusta's youth scholarship program. We've been doing this program formally for only a few years, informally for much longer. But to give you some idea, this year, we have funded 36 youth scholarships during this 5 weeks alone. I think that deserves a round of applause. There's a lot of kids getting it. And last year it was 24, and we hope that it's going to be more. So every one of those $5 bills, in addition to giving you a chance to win this banjo, also goes to help young folks that couldn't otherwise afford to be here come and study. So would you please make welcome Jerry Milnes.
I can't believe I actually have it in my hands. Minutes.